Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Over the last 50 years, vaccines are estimated to have saved 154 million lives worldwide. I support vaccines. I'm a doctor. Vaccines work. Secretary Kennedy, in your confirmation hearings, you promised to uphold the highest standards for vaccines. Since then, I've grown deeply concerned.
Republican Senate Whip John Barrasso spent 20 years as an orthopedic surgeon and voted to confirm vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as health secretary. Kennedy's standing continues to be questioned after a Senate finance hearing where all the Democrats and some Republicans grilled him over the firing of the newly appointed CDC director and a growing multi-state measles outbreak. Polls show Americans across party lines support vaccines and trust them for their kids. The White House seems to be standing behind him, but others, including members of the legendary Kennedy clan, are calling for him to resign. Ron Wyden is the Democratic senator from Oregon.
It is in the country's best interest that Robert Kennedy step down, and if he doesn't, Donald Trump should fire him before more people are hurt by his reckless disregard for science and the truth.
Wyden and Maryland Democrat Angela Alsobrooks released a report about Kennedy's 200 days in office, charging it's been marred with higher health care costs, rampant chaos, and widespread disregard for effective health practices. Florida says it's aiming to end all school vaccine mandates, but several northeastern states are considering creating their own health agency to supersede orders from the HHS. Oregon, Washington State, and California are working on establishing their own vaccine policy. After an extremely weak jobs report, the Federal Reserve looks likely to cut interest rates at its next meeting. The chair had previously said the central bank was moving cautiously for fear of inflation sparked by higher tariffs. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has announced it's opening a criminal investigation into Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook for mortgage fraud. This comes after President Donald Trump said he's firing her for getting a primary home mortgage at two addresses. Cook says she's staying and is suing the administration to keep her job. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will stand by Cook.
The Department of Justice continues to try to weaponize the federal government against people who have declined to bend the knee to Donald Trump and his extremism.
Trump accuses Cook of cheating to get lower mortgage rates, the same charge he's used against several critics. Although that's against the rules, it is common, not typically treated as a violation of criminal law, and is rarely prosecuted. A ProPublica investigation finds three of Trump's cabinet members have multiple primary residences. Democrats could face challenges with the Electoral College after the 2030 census. Projections show conservative states could gain more seats in Congress at the expense of liberal bastions. That, at a time when critics within the party are already saying Democratic leaders have been ineffective at building a response to Trump's second-term policies. Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin says the messaging questions don't always have simple answers, especially with democracy itself under attack.
Is your job more than just the kind of puts and takes of a normal Senate, you know, the tools of the Senate? Or do you have a responsibility to lead? Do you have a responsibility to work with the legal community on the court cases that are going up?
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.